Welcome to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. It's time to preview this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And hello again, everybody. Another big weekend of high school basketball is what we have here in Clark and Floyd counties. Our Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. And in this show each week, you can hear it on Thursday evenings or Friday heading into our high school play-by-play coverage. We take a look at all the big games and some of the storylines as well in Clark and Floyd County high school basketball. And boy, I tell you, we've been treated to a great season so far with some wonderful games. And we knew coming into the year that this season is going to be absolutely loaded when it comes to talent in the area. I encourage anybody to get out, check out a game. We've got so many great players moving through the area right now. Just a very special time for high school basketball in our area. Last week, there were some big games locally between rivals. Also, big games featuring some local teams on a statewide level. We've got another very similar week set up for us on Friday and Saturday this week. I think everybody has been buzzing now since the action wound down last Saturday night about this coming weekend, and specifically the Silver Creek at Jeffersonville game. It should be a lot of fun when you talk about college talent. Both teams have plenty of that, and both teams have been tested and challenged so far this season. And while the game Friday between Silver Creek and Jeff means nothing as far as postseason or conference play goes, it means a lot for bragging rights in Southern Indiana basketball, because effectively I think you can say that Silver Creek and Jeff right now are loaded with talent. Both have the most talent in the area, and I think both teams in their respective classes and conferences and sectionals and so forth probably would be the two front runners at this point that you would guess to make some noise and represent this area moving on later in the season. So that's a huge game. Should be a great crowd. The game is at Johnson Arena at Jeffersonville, and we're going to talk lots about that game coming up here in just a few moments with Brandon Hoffman, the coach of Silver Creek. Let's take a look at Silver Creek, though, coming off a big weekend. They defeated conference rival North Harrison on Friday night. Then they go to the Forum Tip-Off Classic on Saturday and defeat Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian, who had Caleb First on their roster, another top-level player, very similar in his recruitment and in his success so far as Trey Kaufman on Silver Creek. And, of course, in that game, Cooper Jacoby with 36 points for Silver Creek to really help them to a big, somewhat come-from-behind victory in that game. So Silver Creek coming off a great weekend. Jeffersonville, they were challenged and lost on Saturday down at Scott County. They lost to Scott County, Kentucky, in the Indiana-Kentucky Challenge Cup. It was a battle between Indiana and Kentucky high school teams. So Jeff has really been battle-tested. You look at their record, you say, how in the world has this team lost two games so far this season? But Lawrence North is absolutely one of the most dominant teams in the state at this early point of the season. Scott County always a power in Kentucky high school basketball as well. So the Red Devils enter this game with Silver Creek at Johnson Arena, their home floor, battle-tested, and I think they'll be up for the fight. It should be a terrific game. I hate to even predict a winner. I just think it'll be a dogfight. I think you'll see great matchups individually between the two teams as well. Other games that stand out this week, Floyd Central at Providence. A little bit later, we're going to talk with Providence coach Ryan Miller. Also, New Albany, they've got a tough one this weekend as they go to Carmel. Jim Shannon joins us in the second segment today. And then, of course, Floyd Central, they've got Ryan Miller's Providence team at 4-0 coming up here in just a bit. But then on Saturday, the Highlanders, who are undefeated themselves, they take on Bloomington South and what should be a monster game as well, to tell us a lot more about this Floyd Central team. All right, we're first segment, we're breaking down the Silver Creek-Jeffersonville game. Then segment two, we'll talk with Jim Shannon about New Albany's contest this weekend. And then in the third and final segment, Providence coach Ryan Miller joins us to talk about the Providence games this weekend. So lots of preview material ahead. Let's get ready and talk with Coach Hoffman about a big game this weekend, Silver Creek and Jeffersonville. Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman joins us here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. Big weekend last weekend for the Dragons. Big weekend again this weekend for the Dragons. And that's going to be the case throughout the season, as Silver Creek has really an unbelievable schedule of teams as they take on all the local teams that you would expect them to, but also playing basically a statewide schedule as well. Coach Hoffman, before we dig into this week, let's highlight what was a tough weekend, but a good weekend for your team. Last weekend on Friday night, it got started with a 55-47 win over North Harrison, who is a conference foe, who is a potential sectional opponent as well. And I know that was a good victory for your team to hang on at the end and get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I think, going into the weekend, the North Harrison game was the most important by far. And rightfully so, because they're really good, and I think they're going to keep getting better throughout the season. We all know how good of a coach Coach Lou is, and LT Hatton's a beast inside, and they got a really good improved player, and McIntyre is a sophomore, so that was a good grinded out victory for us. We were fortunate to come out on top.
Coach, it didn't stop there. On Saturday, you had to travel north to Southport and the Big Forum Tip-Off Classic, which was really, and every year it is, a great showcase of basketball in our state. Obviously, the attraction was to see you guys play a top team in the state, but also showcase some of your key players as well. There were lots of fans, but also lots of college coaches there in addition. And you guys got it done there as well. A little different setting, a little different opponent. You were taking on Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian from up north. They are very good. They have a very good player in Caleb First themselves. And this was a little different in that you guys got down early but had to battle back, and Cooper Jacoby led you with just an amazing performance in that game.
Yeah, that was a great game for us, Matt. I'll be really surprised if they get beat in 2A in March. I mean, they're really, really good. And they came out shooting on fire. They were 9 of 11 the first half from three, and we gave up 28 points in the first half, which I don't think has been done here in a long time. We just kind of hung in there, and Cooper just kind of kept us in the game really the first half with 26 points. And it had a good March feel to it. It was on a neutral site, both teams really good. The possessions were a battle every time. And I walked away with really, really happy with a great team win. Cooper got a lot of headlines there. Going in, with Trey and First, I knew they were elite kids going against each other. But I felt like we had two elite players. And Cooper really set himself apart in that game, and just really happy with his performance.
Cooper Jacoby had 36 points and some other stats as well. And he was named our Big X Sports Radio Athlete of the Week presented by Sardano's Monday. I know he's a good player. I know you just mentioned him as an elite player. He's getting Division I attention. Did you ever think he would have a 36-point performance this season?
Well, I mean, I think with the caliber of player he is, I'm not surprised that he had a bust-out game like that. I mean, I would find it hard. I would think it'd be hard to find someone who plays as hard as Cooper does every single possession. His motor is his strongest asset. And, we needed him. Big Trey got in foul trouble, and we were struggling scoring in some aspects, and Coop got hot, and he just kept on – we just kept feeding the ball, and he went through a stretch there. He was unguardable. So, not surprised, because I see it every day how good of a player he is. So, I've said it many, many times, how fortunate are we that we get to play on a stage like that at Southport in an event like that. And then, how fortunate we are to have players that are good enough to get us in those events. And Cooper definitely showed it Saturday.
Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman, my guest here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Coach, you mentioned it. It's kind of a stage at the Forum event. First off, the Southport Gym is, I think, one of the best in the state of Indiana, and they do a great job hosting things there as well. But in addition to playing a high-level opponent, it does have a March feel to it, as you said earlier, and it also is filled with college coaches, lots of scouts and other notables in the high school basketball landscape always circle that date. and attend that event each and every year. For that being so early in the season, to go to an environment that's a little different from your normal high school game, whether a home game or a road game, to go to that environment to come out with a victory. I know you've got plenty of tests still ahead, which we're going to talk about here in a moment. But at this juncture, you've got to feel pretty good about your Silver Creek team.
You know, like I said, Matt, Saturday I was really, really happy. Friday we didn't play our best game. North Harrison had a lot to do with that, but we didn't play our best game on Friday. So going into Saturday, I kind of didn't really know what to expect. And our guys passed that test with flying colors. And I know everybody's talking about Cooper, rightfully so, but, you know, the fourth quarter we made some really big plays. I mean, Isaac Kent took a charge, made a big three. Brandon Northern had a great floor game. Trey, I think, went on a 7-point stretch there to kind of separate us. So it was a great team win where, you know, a possession battle where every possession matters. And here down at the end of the stretch, for us to execute like we did on the defense and offensive end here in, you know, mid-December, I was really thrilled with that.
Talking to Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek, you mentioned Brandon Northern. He's a young guard, and again, the guard position was, if there was a question mark, I think with this team, it probably came at that position. But he's been playing really well. I know you're very pleased with him as a youngster and what he's been able to bring to this team. How does he fit in, and how has he maybe steadied things for the Dragons with his ball handling abilities, his playmaking abilities, his passing abilities?
Well, he's just so important to our team. You know, I think any high school coach would tell you that point guard play is the most important thing. And Brandon's had a phenomenal season so far. I mean, he's shooting from the perimeter really well, which is, something that we really need him to do. And just his, you know, his ability to get the ball up and down the court fast, his ability to get the ball where it needs to go. And we've been on him quite a bit to attack a lot this year. When you think about the guys he's playing against, he should always have an advantage defensively where he's forcing a lot of turnovers and pressuring the ball and getting this easy basket. So one thing with Brandon that I love is you never have to coach his competitiveness and effort. And he's always the dog in there trying to make something happen. And just really proud. I mean, all five games he's played, he's played real well.
Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek, our guest. And, Coach, we got to get to the big Silver Creek-Jeff game this weekend. It's the game of the week. It's the game everybody is buzzing about. I know you've had a chance to scout Jeffersonville, and it's a situation where the players, the coaches, very familiar with each other. And I think when you look at college-level talent right now in the area, both of your programs are absolutely just loaded. When you think about the number of players in this game on Friday night that potentially have the opportunity or will have the opportunity whenever they do graduate to play Division I basketball, this is maybe one of the more loaded games as far as college players in the future goes that our area has seen, maybe even dating back to the mid to early 90s.
Yeah, I mean, growing up here, you know, I've seen a lot of those great teams. I mean, the New Albany Jeff games, and in the early 90s, that's some of the best basketball ever in the state, in my opinion. but it's going to be a great game Friday. I mean, we all know that, you know, Coleman and Loving Watts and Jones are, you know, Division I players. And then they've got a great cast around them. And playing at their place, it's going to be a really, really tough test. But I like our team. You know, a lot of it's, you know, we know a lot about Jeff. We scout him. Got to scout him. We got a game plan. But I think we're a good team too. And I think a lot is going to be on, you know, I really am concerned with us playing our A game down there. Because I feel like we got some good players too that, you know, it's a big game to them. It doesn't mean anything conference-wise or postseason-wise, whatever like that. But and there's no denying it that it is a Clark County rivalry. And, you know, anytime a Silver Creek team can compete with Jeff, it's good for everybody. So I'm looking forward to hopefully, you know, Jeff gets our best shot. I know it's going to be a great crowd. And It's going to be a great game for the fans.
Talking to Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek about this weekend's Silver Creek at Jeffersonville game. And I guess it was maybe a couple days ago someone saying, boy, Will Loving's Watts is going to be the next big thing here in the area following up some of the great Silver Creek players. And they said, what level of college basketball do you think he can play? And I said, I think he has obviously lots of potential. They said, well, ask Brandon Hoffman that. He knows a lot right now about what high major college potential looks like because you see it each and every day in your practices and in your games as well. Will Loving's Watts, I know he's not your player, but he's someone that you'll be focused on this weekend. I feel like the sky is the limit for him at the next level. Do you agree?
Well, there's no question, Matt. I mean, since his days playing in middle school at River Valley, everybody knew he was good. And he's done nothing but improve himself because he's improved his skill. Not only is he a phenomenal athlete, and he keeps growing. I mean, his arms and legs just keep growing. But he's improved his skill. He can shoot it now, and he can handle it. Obviously, he's gonna play basketball and go to college for free. And there's no doubt about that. He's a really special talent, and he's a really good has really good instincts. His second jump in the lane is tremendous. He's playing with a lot of hunger, so it's going to take a really good effort of our guys to contain him a lot. And then alongside with Trey Coleman, who's been a elite player for the last 3 or 4 years here in Clark County.
Yeah, it just should be some fantastic matchups individually in that game. On Friday as well. Coach Hoffman, this is a big one. You mentioned there's really no playoff implications or conference implications with this one, other than it's just a showcase of a lot of talent, and it is a good old Clark County rivalry. But not to sound like a broken record, every time we chat, somehow your schedule gets brought up. You're either getting ready to play a big game, or in this case, getting ready to play a big game and just came off of a few big games as well this past weekend. But nothing slows down. The holidays aren't even a time for a break or lesser competition with your team because you've got the Hall of Fame Classic forthcoming where you'll take on Heritage Hills in the first round. And, of course, whether it's win or loss in that game, you'll take on another great game, another great team, I should say, later that evening. The competition just keeps coming and coming. And looking at, and I mentioned this on my show, looking at the 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A polls, I think it was the AP poll voted on by the media, the number of teams that you guys play or have the potential to play this season of ranked teams is just unbelievable. And once again, we're talking about your schedule, but each and every week you guys are challenged in some way by some team based on the schedule that you guys meticulously put together.
Yeah, I think we hold true the fact that you only get better if you're put in uncomfortable situations. And going down to Jeff, turning around and going up to Bedford, which is a hard place to play the next night, is going to be quite a test for us. And then the Hall of Fame is going to be a different beast. I mean, Heritage Hills, really, really good 3A team. I think they have, they have state championship aspirations. And then the other two teams, Lafayette Jeff and Lawrence Central, may be the, one of the heavy favorites for 4A championship. So, I think our players like it, our fans like it, to where they're getting to play against the best of the best, and it makes us better. Adversity makes you better. Being uncomfortable makes you better. And we get to see what we need to work on. And, you come away, the fact that, if you come away with a victory that's hard earned, it just feels so much better. If it was easy, it wouldn't mean as much. So, our schedule's tough because we want our kids to get better and prepare us for March. That's what it's all about.
All right, Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman. Coach, thanks for the chat. Best of luck against the Red Devils and against Bedford on Saturday as well.
Always a pleasure, Matt. Thanks.
Absolutely. We'll head to a commercial break. This is the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. When we return, New Albany coach Jim Shannon joins us to talk about the Bulldogs and their upcoming weekend as well. And also still ahead, Providence coach Ryan Miller on the 4-0 Pioneers. Coming up next right here on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison, previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. In this segment, we get to hear from Jim Shannon, the longtime coach of the New Albany Bulldogs. The Dogs are 2-2 on the season. Tough loss last Friday night at rival Floyd Central, 52-48, but a big bounce-back win on Saturday for New Albany, who defeated a big Zionsville team, 50-42, as now they look to get ready for this weekend. Coach Shannon, I know disappointment on Friday, but maybe some relief and some joy on Saturday. It was just that kind of weekend for the Bulldogs, but they answered back with a big victory on Saturday night at the Doghouse.
Yeah, we really played two quality games. We played well on Friday night. It's just that Floyd Central's got a good ball club, and it was a close game, and you know, a 50-50 game, and they came out, you know, just a little bit ahead, and then we bounced back Saturday night against a top 20 team and here at home, and we were able to defeat them 50-42, and we just got some, you know, excellent play out of a lot of different guys, really both nights. So not at all discouraged about the loss. Certainly, when you do get a win, like we did against Zionsville, something to build on. It gave us some confidence going into this week to get ready for this weekend.
Talking to Jim Shannon of New Albany. New Albany hosts Seymour on Friday night, and then a challenge game again for the Bulldogs as they hit the road Saturday, head to the Indianapolis area, and play at Carmel, the defending state champion in 4A basketball. On Saturday, you're going to see another team with a similar makeup and a similar mindset as what you saw last weekend with Zionsville, and I'm sure recording a victory over the Eagles last Saturday night has you and your troops more interested, but maybe feeling better about this matchup coming Saturday on the road.
Well, the concern for us is, you know, like in all of sports, you can only really prepare for your next game. So we're preparing for Seymour. It's a conference game. It's a sectional opponent. We have a lot of respect for their coach and what he's trying to get done and rebuilding their program. So I'm very concerned about that game first and foremost, and that's really where we've been putting our emphasis. Obviously, when that game's over, we're going to have to get ready to travel to Carmel, and they've always been a state power. This year, I wouldn't say that they're down. They certainly are capable of winning each and every time they step on the floor, but they have had a few losses, and you know, they're not the team they were last year when they made their state championship run. But playing them on their floor, they're very balanced. They got four or five guys in double figures. And, you know, their defense is always really, really good. And they just don't make mistakes. I think they're shooting 75% from the free throw line, 49% from three. So, obviously, when we talk about Carmel, we know we got to be ready.
And when you think about this New Albany Carmel game in recent years, it has been a tremendous contest, very competitive series. And with some of your great teams in recent years, it's been a real opportunity to play someone from the Indianapolis area, to play someone that has competed often for a state championship in 4A basketball.
Yeah, you know, years ago we beefed up our schedule. We felt like it wasn't where it needed to be, especially when Romeo was coming through, and we really felt like that helped us to prepare for the tournament when we would eventually see state caliber teams that come out of Indianapolis, and so that's what we did. Fortunately or unfortunately, however one wants to look at it, we pretty much got the same schedule now that he's been gone going on 2 years. But we were able to compete with that schedule last year, and we feel like we can compete with that schedule again this year, so that's what we're going to do. But, yeah, it really, I think, is good for our kids to see what it's like, you know, to have to play a team. Certainly by the time you get to the semi-state, you're going to be running into somebody like that. But even at the regional level, you know, anymore, you're going to have somebody coming out of Franklin, Center Grove, somebody of that nature. You're obviously going to have Bloomington South, who, or it could be Bloomington North, could be, you know, somebody else, Columbus North, I don't know. But those type of teams, you know, Bloomington South is one or two in the state now. So, you know, our regional is nothing nothing but difficult. And when you think about Bloomington South or one of those teams coming from up north, and then somebody coming out of the Evansville area, and of course our senior sectional, it's sometimes one of the toughest in the state. But that's why we beefed it up, just to get the competition where we thought it needed to be in order for us to make a state run. So very proud of our kids thus far. We've been playing through some adversity. We didn't have Julian Hunter first two games. We didn't have Trey Hurrigan the first two games. So we opened up without a senior, you know, playing, and we're able to split. We got Trey back and pretty much kept it the same. We split. And Julian goes to the doctor today, so we find out whether or not he'll be back.
Jim Shannon of New Albany, our guest. Trey Horrigan made a nice impact immediately, returning to that game on Friday night and then once again on Saturday against Zionsville. One of your two seniors, a big guy that can play a little inside but also outside as well, and I know his return has been very welcomed by you and your staff.
Oh, no question about it. Other than Julian, he's our most experienced player, and you hit the nail right on the head. He can score inside. He can score outside. He gives us good rebounding. I mean, there's a lot of things that he brings to the table that we were missing those first two games. So, yeah, we were happy to have him back. He's playing excellent right now. So looking forward to getting Juju back, hopefully, and rounding out our squad. Really, I think that's going to make us a lot better.
Coach, last week we got an opportunity to talk with you and also Tucker Bivin about Tucker's season so far. He's been somewhat of a surprise. I think people recognize him as a great athlete and as someone that entered his sophomore year at New Albany with some experience on your roster as a freshman at the varsity level. And it's been neat to see his game grow and develop. And he continued again with another strong weekend. I know he had a strong close to the Floyd Central game in that fourth quarter and then a very nice performance against Zionsville, a solid performance there on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, each time we've stepped on the floor, people consider him one of the better players, whether it be our team or the opposition. Like, he's playing really well. He's just a competitor. He plays so hard, plays under control most of the time, and he's able to score the basketball by taking it to the rim. He can pull up and shoot the jumper, or he can shoot the three. So there's a lot going for him, and we're just happy to have him.
Jim Shannon of New Albany, our guest. You mentioned when I asked about the Carmel game earlier that, you know, your sole focus is on Seymour, who's a Hoosier Hills Conference opponent who could be a potential 4A sectional opponent as well. Obviously, the coaching staff preparing for Seymour, maybe thinking ahead a bit about Carmel and that matchup on Saturday as well. How hard is it for players, you think, and this is general, maybe not even just your team, but across your experiences for a long time now as a head coach, how hard is it to keep guys focused on that very next game and not look ahead to maybe a game that, according to fans or according to media, covers or carries a little bit more notoriety than their upcoming game?
Well, I certainly hope our kids don't do that. Like I said, we've not mentioned anything about Carmel. We've only talked about Seymour. We've only looked at Seymour clips. We've only gone through Seymour stuff in our practices. So the word Carmel has not been spoken by anyone on our staff. And so that doesn't mean that our kids aren't looking at that game, but they certainly shouldn't be. I mean, we're sitting here at 2-2. Okay. We're not 4-0. We're not number 3 in the state, nothing like that to where you would worry about that. I think that our kids know that in order for us to be successful, we have to concentrate on today. And then when tomorrow comes, we have to concentrate on that day. And then it's the same with our opponents. We got to concentrate on who's in front of us right now, and we can't give a hoot about who's going to be there the next night or who's going to be there next week or who we're playing in January or who we're playing in the sectional. I don't think any of that matters. And I think these kids understand that. We're trying to focus on getting better. We're trying to focus on playing harder. We're trying to focus on being more efficient, and we're trying to focus on execution. So we're going to continue to do those things.
Jim Shannon of New Albany, our guest here on the Southern Indiana High School Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Coach, congratulations on 400 wins now in your career at New Albany, a total of 566 wins in 36 years as a head coach as well. Neat to see some of the media coverage of that coming out of your victory, and congratulations on what's just been a great time at New Albany.
Yeah, it really has been. It's been a wonderful journey, and we've been blessed to be supported by an excellent administration. Obviously had a lot of help from assistant coaches who have done a bulk of the work. And so as a head coach, sometimes you get a lot of credit, but those guys are the ones working really hard behind the scenes. And then we've all obviously had some tremendous basketball players and tremendous kids in our program, and just makes it fun all the way around. So like I said, we've enjoyed it. We're not finished. We're certainly concentrating on today and what we can do to get better and to get these kids ready to make a tournament run and not look back on what we've done in the past, but look forward to what we can do in the future.
Coach Shannon, thanks for the chat. Best of luck this weekend in both of your games.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. Have a great day.
We'll head to a commercial break. When we come back, Providence coach Ryan Miller joins the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. His team is 4-0, and they've got a big weekend ahead. Floyd Central on Friday, Charlestown on Saturday. We'll discuss that and more with Coach Miller after this on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. Previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties, the Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Final segment today. It's Ryan Miller. He's the coach of Providence and first-year coach, but very experienced there and very experienced as a coach in our area, and he's got Providence playing well and off to a terrific start. Coach Miller, it's our first time to catch up since before the season, so before we get into your team or this weekend's big games for the Pioneers, I wanted to start with you. How are you settling in with the Providence job? It seems like everything is off to a good start.
Hey, Coach Dennison. Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Yeah, it's off to a good start. Certainly fortunate to have a great coaching staff, which any coach will tell you goes such a long way. Lance Stimler, of course, he and I have coached together previously at Providence. So great to reunite with him. Dan Block, who used to play with me at Providence High School, actually. He was a senior and I was a freshman, and then he went on to manage and coach at IU for a while. And Brad Denman, a guy who's really helping out with a lot of administrative things and organizationally helping us get our feeder system going. So that's really important. And then some young guys, Ryan Pickerel, who used to play for us, helps to have a guy that kind of knows the system. You know, he played under Coach LeFave and when myself and Lance were coaching, and then brought in a new guy, Chris Carruthers, who's just been fantastic and a great addition to the program, as well as several other great guys. If I listed them all, you'd tell me to be shutting up, so I won't.
Ryan Miller of Providence joining us here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. And before we look at this weekend's for you, for the Pioneers, let's start with how the season has went so far. As you head into this weekend, the Pioneers are 4-0, and you want to talk about exciting games and the way to build some confidence and get your fan base excited and behind you. You guys are not just 4-0. I think three of those games have been won in very exciting fashion. Tell us about the start to the season and some of these crazy finishes and exciting games that you and your guys have been part of.
Yeah, that's right, Coach. I think I've been at it for a little while now at the high school ranks, certainly, you know, coaching over a decade, you know, with Coach LeFave and Coach Sturgeon. And of course, we've had several wild ones. I don't know that I recall having a season, though, where we've had, you know, three games like this, maybe in a season, three buzzer beaters, let alone three of the first four. So that's definitely been, you know, kind of wild. We've been fortunate to come away with them. You know, I mean, I think several of them really could have gone either way. You know, it's good for our boys, as you said, you know, building confidence. You know, of course, this team is, they lost a really nice player in Hayden Burke from last year, who was a senior forward, I think leading scorer and rebounder. But aside from Hayden, you know, this team, you know, returned pretty much everyone, most everyone. And last year they had a lot of close losses. You know, Coach Smith did a nice job with them, bringing them along and getting to where they were really, you know, competitive by the end of the season. But a lot of close losses, several overtime losses. And so it was, didn't know how we'd fare in close games early on, you know, kind of because of that. So that was, I think, really good for the boys to maybe get over the hump a little bit, at least regarding being able to pull out some close ones.
Ron Miller of Providence, our guest. We're talking about Providence's 4-0 start on the season. And, Coach, let's head into the weekend for you guys. This is a challenging weekend, no question about it. You've got Floyd Central on Friday. You've got Charlestown on Saturday. Both of those games have some interesting sidebar stories, because if anyone is familiar with the success that Floyd Central has had in recent seasons with some great players going through under the direction of a great coach in Todd Sturgeon, it would be you. You've been his right-hand man, and you've seen the Highlanders really come along here in recent seasons. This weekend, you're going against your former team, where you spent a number of years as assistant coach, and you know a lot about this Floyd Central team, which, by the way, is off to a good start as well at 5-0, coming off a win over the Bulldogs last weekend.
Yes, that's right, Matt. I mean, what a great program, you know, Coach Sturgeon has established, you know, over the past 5+ seasons, now year 6, I believe. For him. And yeah, what a great start they've gotten off to. Certainly doesn't surprise me, as I know, you know, what great talented players they have. And of course, you know, what a great coach Todd is. So certainly no surprise there. Yeah, it is one of those kind of, I don't know, bittersweet / surreal, whatever you want to call it, moments. I had a similar moment, you know, I mean, the first time playing Providence, you know, when I was there at Floyd Central, and kind of getting a few of those thoughts running through my mind here and there, of course, mostly just staying focused on our team and what we need to do. But I'm sure that'll hit me a little bit, you know, come tip off time or before the game, talking to Coach Sturge and seeing some of the boys out there that I had for several years. Oh yeah. So just one of those things. It's going to be kind of a neat moment, you know, special, because I just have a ton of respect for that Floyd Central program. Of course, cared immensely for that program. And when you say you care about a program, most of you're saying you care about people. So the coaches I was with there, of course, Coach Todd Sturgeon, Coach Walters, Coach Goman, Weimer, and then of course all the boys that have come through there, graduated, and current players still now. Really, really care about them a lot. And as we say to each other, when Coach Sturgeon and Coach Walters and I talk, we'll say, hey, best of luck every game. We hope you win all of them except for maybe one.
Ryan Miller of Providence, my guest. You had an up-close and personal seat over recent years for the development of Jake Heidbreder. He was behind Kobe Barnes. He was behind lots of good upperclassmen at Floyd Central. So you know the shooter, the threat he is driving to the basket, the complete player that he is, and the college prospect that he is and probably can be as well. What type of threat is he for your team, and how do you prepare your guys as you're just getting your defensive system going at this point of the year? How do you prepare them for this type of challenge against Floyd Central?
Well, Coach, if you have any notes, feel welcome to share with me, please. Because I think that's a question a lot of people ask themselves. As you said, you know, when you talk about him, the word you used was complete player. And, boy, I mean, there are a lot of great players in this area this year. But, you know, Jake is certainly one of those top players. And when you talk about a kid that can just kind of do it all, that would be Jake Heidbreder. He can do it all. So, you know, it's not like you can just say, hey, take this away and we're good. You know, he can handle it. He can shoot it. He can pass it. He can drive it. He can rebound it. You know, he defends. He just really does it all. He's a good floor leader out there. So, you know, I mean, it's just going to take a great team effort, you know, whenever you face a player of his caliber. And, you know, and to go with him, you got some other really nice players, You know, obviously Grant Gohman comes to mind, and you know, some really great senior leadership they have from the guard positions as well, and several young guys who are coming along. So they're just really, as you know, just a really solid all around team with a star player at the lead, well coached. So yeah, it's we're looking forward to it.
Brian Miller of Providence, our guest coach. Let's talk a little bit more about your team and some individuals that have helped lift you guys to this great start. And I want to start with one, but feel free to chime in with whoever that you'd like to mention or whoever deserves mentioning as we talk through this. But obviously Nick Sexton is someone that we've had our eye on for years, is a really capable player, a capable guard. And I know he was part of that good start to the year down at a very tough place to play in Tell City. He not only had a good game, but he had that last second heave essentially from half court that won the game for you guys. How's his season coming along, and where do you see him in the Providence rotation as far as leadership and being able to be a key player this season? And then feel free to chime in with other players so far that have helped you to this start and guys that you're finding out as you get into the season that you're going to be counting on game in and game out.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right about Nick. He's definitely a young man that I've known for a long time. Actually, used to shoot hoops with him in the driveway when he was in kindergarten. His grandparents live next door to my parents, so known that family for a long time. You know, we've definitely put a lot on Nick in terms of expectations, and we certainly push him quite a bit. You know, with all these boys, we've kind of had to understand that they've had several different coaches and different philosophies kind of, you know, tossed at them, thrown at them over the past several years. So with that, we've had to, you know, have some patience and understanding for the fact that these boys are still adjusting. But Nick's done a good job, really, because he does have a great skill set. But, you know, we're asking him to do some things that maybe he's never been asked to do before, you know, just differently. And we've just been very pleased with his, you know, response to that. You know, again, we coach him up. We coach him up pretty hard and ask a lot of him, demanding. But he's responded with the right kind of attitude that we've been looking for. And you know, I can say that about really all of our guys. You know, they've just had a really, I guess, an attitude that's willing to learn and to try to do things maybe a little differently than you know, what they've been accustomed to. You know, so as you said, Nick, right out of the gate, I have to say something. You mentioned that. Boy, you know, Coach Lynch, what a great program he's established there. And I will say, since I know you know Coach Lynch, obviously, with his New Albany ties, a former star player there and coach in y'all's program. I do have to mention after the game, I thought what a class act thing by him. He handed the game ball over to us. It was, you know, an overtime game that just really went down to the wire, and Sexton, you know, hits a buzzer beater from half court, you know, in overtime, and Coach Lynch hands us the basketball and gave us a congratulations. So we got that ball sitting there, kind of first win of the season and first win of my career as a head coach. So I thought that was a really class act thing by Coach Lynch.
Absolutely. Coach Miller, other pioneers so far. I know Sterling Huber, a name that's a returner and has done some good things, but who else could we highlight here through these first four games that has really stepped up and been maybe a potent scorer or a big performer for your team?
Yeah, as you said, Sterling, you know, I mean, we put a lot of demands upon him, you know, to be both a leader and also, you know, we're talking to him and Austin Grants as well about, you know, two kids with good ability and just wanting them to step their games up as you expect seniors to do. And they have been. Especially over the past, you know, week or two, you can see some of the strides there. We want them to be, you know, just a little more aggressive and assertive just as senior leaders. and they're doing that. So that's been a really positive thing to see. Alec Fougerou, another senior who just, he's kind of a glue guy for us, you know, does all the little things that you need to have, you know, especially from a senior, what you're looking for are the things he can kind of bring in terms of some intangibles. And we'll say another senior, Bryce Hutchins, you know, even though he may not play, log a lot of minutes, but he is our kind of, you know, true leader and heartbeat of the team. So, you know, guys like that are so invaluable. And when you got younger guys seeing someone like Bryce, who, again, may not get a whole lot of playing time, get some time here and there, but they just see the attitude he brings and the leadership he brings, that goes a long way in, you know, kind of helping to set a culture and a tone for a program.
Ryan Miller of Providence in his first year, the Pioneers 4-0. They take on Floyd Central Friday night in what will be a big challenge for Providence. Then they take on former head coach Sean Smith and his Charlestown team on Saturday. Big weekend, Coach. Thanks for the chat. Always fun to talk hoops with you, and look forward to following you and the Pioneers throughout the season. Best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Nice talking to you.
And that will wrap up this week's Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. A look at the Silver Creek Jeff game, Providence coach Ryan Miller, and a lot more in this week's program. We bring you coaches and sometime players each week here on the show. You can catch this show Thursday evenings on the Big X, and also again it plays as we head into our high school play-by-play coverage each Friday night. Going to be a great weekend in high school basketball. Let's take a final look at the schedule. Friday night, the big one, Silver Creek at Jeffersonville. Should be a tremendous crowd and should be a tremendous game if you look at everything both of these teams have been able to do so far this season. Floyd Central at Providence. That's an interesting game. Providence 4-0, the Highlanders 5-0. Someone enters that game. Both enter that game undefeated. Someone exits not undefeated, and that should be a good one on Friday to pay attention to as well. Seymour at New Albany on Friday. South Central, they are at Christian Academy. Rock Creek at Charlestown. Borden, they're in the Washington County Invitational, and they host West Washington on Friday. Henryville at Lanesville, and New Washington, they host Rising Sun. That's the Friday schedule. And then on Saturday, the headline game, Bloomington South comes to Floyd's Knobs to take on the undefeated Highlanders on Saturday evening. New Albany with a big challenge as they go to Carmel on Saturday night. Silver Creek plays at Bedford North Lawrence. Providence and Charlestown will do battle at Providence. Christian Academy, they host Paoli. Rock Creek is over in Louisville. They'll take on Holy Cross. New Washington plays at Crothersville. And Borden continues Saturday in the Washington County Invitational. That's a look at the schedule for this week in high school basketball. That wraps up our Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. We'll see you next week.